You know, after the tear gassing of the opposition and shooting of unarmed people by the regime and military wing, we had deniers from the police and all the military groups as to who was responsible for these shootings. Now, the head of state clearly coming out to own these activities, unlawful activities, including tear gas and shootings of our people, because the day we were tear gassed was the same day people were shot dead severally across the country. So the ICC, I think, took note of the fact that there's no more denial. This prime suspect in these heinous crimes against humanity has actually confessed publicly that indeed he did commit these heinous crimes against the people of Uganda. And there's no turning back on indicting him when the right time comes. In fact, if the ICC is a serious organization that actually is concerned about the plight of the rights of people globally, then an inquest must commence into the activities of Mr. Museveni and his the men who actually did commit these crimes, aware that he is the commander-in-chief, and indeed he confessed yesterday that he actually commanded these shootings and tear gassing and humiliation of Ugandans. He must be indicted. And I was so shocked that when people are still mourning their dead, and for the record, the president, aware that he's guilty of these murders, has never put in place any investigations over these murders. And the fact that he made a confession, we await actually the international community to react and actually draw the president to his obligations under the Rome Protocol, the Rome, you know, statute, to make sure that he respects the rule of law, the rights of the people. But he confessed to murder.
Supporters of the ruling party are saying that the constitution mandates the president to protect peace and stability of the country. Don't you think he has legitimate reasons to ensure the country's stability, because the country is stable now?
I can assure the world that the president and his henchmen cannot quote any provision of the constitution that the demonstration is violated, for that matter. And at that, he's aware, as much as I do, that the right to belong, political and civil rights that belong to the first degree of rights, cannot be subjected to the whims of the president. The act of the constitution is very clear. The president has a duty to protect the people, but using lawful means. The constitution does not arm the president to behave with impunity in the name of protecting a country where there's no threat. All the demonstrators were demanding for actual respect for the rule of law and accountability. This is the same constitutional demand that the president actually violated, and in so doing, even committed more crimes. So whether claims that the president was acting within the law should tell us which provision of the constitution allows the president to kill without due regard to the rights of the people. Not a single violation can be quoted as having been committed by the demonstrators. For the better part of these demos, the demonstrators would communicate to the police about their intentions and where they would go. The same police would turn around after the rallies were held and demos were held to shoot in all directions, to maim, to beat, and kill. So whoever says it was lawful is actually part of this impunity that must be checked by the ICC.
Some of his supporters are saying it's unlikely that the ICC will indict President Museveni based on the statement that he made, because he's a sitting president. What is your take on that?
Well, he's a sitting president, but we have seen he will not be the first sitting president to be indicted. Maybe this is the biggest test of the ICC to actually see whether the ICC is very serious when talks about people who abuse the rights of their people, because the crimes Mr. Museveni and his people committed are actually crimes against humanity. And if the ICC wants us to respect it as an institution committed to global peace and the respect of human rights, Mr. Museveni should explain his statements as to what he meant. I'm actually waiting for them to come and even speak to some of us who have been with the victims of these crimes, who have been nursing and treating and helping victims of Museveni's crimes. Not the first at that. Since 2009, he has committed several crimes. He did commit crimes in Uganda by killing people. in his presence that his guards killed people because he was coming to commiserate with the Kingdom of Uganda. You know, several crimes. In fact, the ICC has let down the people of Uganda severally because at some stage, we did actually petition the ICC to come and find interest in some of the crimes that were committed in 2009 and were non-responsive. And they were not different from the crimes that Gen. Bashir committed in the Sudan.
So what will your group do?
No, we do not intend to demonstrate over this matter. There are several issues over which we intend to demonstrate, and not just this statement. This statement is only a statement to indeed vindicate our position about the conduct of Mr. Museveni and the fact that we have demonstrated over several omissions and the actions of the president implies that we have been all along justified. And for him to imagine that he's going to do away with our demands by killing, tear gassing, and maiming is not acceptable. But all I can assure you and the world is that we're not going to stop our demos. We halt them as and when we think we must halt them to be able to assess what we have achieved, to be able to assess the progress made so far in our quest for a free and fair society, in our quest for a country that is fairly governed. So we shall choose when to act. But we are taking note of your statement, and it's going to strengthen our resolve in making sure that we actually fight the tail end in Kampala.